Welcome to Business Over Coffee International Radio. We are pleased to be with you today, and we have a great topic lined up for you: live streaming and communication. Our guest today is Shelley Bauer. That is shelleybauer.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-B-A-U-R, author of Integrity-Based Communications. I'm very excited to speak with her about body language on live streaming as well as tone of voice. We have a treat in front of us today. We're also going to cover the topics of live streaming platforms and an event that's coming up this week that will not only be local to the Mid-South, but also will be global on Periscope and on Ustream Live. So definitely stay tuned to hear all the educational information that you will receive today. We encourage you to share your viewpoint at BO Coffee, hashtag TogetherStrong, because we want to know what you are thinking over coffee conversation and education. Today's show is sponsored by Nashville Nabo, Inside Info Marketing, and Sherry Henley Intelligence. We will be right back with our guest, Shelley Bauer.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BO Coffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International. Your host for today, Sherry Henley. You can find me at sherryhenley.com. That's 2 R's and an I. Our guest today is Shelley Bauer, author of the book Integrity-Based Communications, Using Truth to Get What You Really Want in 2004, and Integrity-Based Communications, Using Truth to Build High Trust Relationships in 2013. Shelley Paige Bauer has extensive business experience in marketing, field sales, communication, training, learning, and development. Shelley, welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio. You are no stranger to us.
Well, thank you, Sherry. It's a delight to be back, as always, and I'm looking forward to talking about live streaming and body language. It makes me smile to even think of the concept.
Yes. In fact, the very first interview that we had almost 5 years ago now was about integrity-based communications and about body language, and I still remember many of the points that you made with me that day that have really been life-changing. Your book is life-changing. I've read it twice. I can't put it down. Once I pick it up, I go all the way through it. So for those of you who have not purchased Integrity-Based Communications, I definitely encourage you to do so. Visit shelleybauer.com or simply go to Amazon and you can pick up the book there. So today we're talking about live streaming and communication. And it's a little different forum today on Business Over Coffee International Radio because we're actually going to be having a dialogue, Shelley and I, about what this means to society, the digital strategy, the playing field when it comes to live streaming and the communication methods that need to be used in order to be effective, to be able to monetize, and also to engage and to gain clients and build relationships, all of these platforms. So, Shelley, I'm going to go to you. We will talk a bit about Periscope, Ustream, and many of the other platforms that are available online. However, I would first like to focus on video and how that is overtaking the Internet. It has been said that video is becoming the new Internet. So speak to us about how to communicate effectively online when you are actually in front of a camera.
Great, great question. Well, first of all, let's stop for just a second and talk about what some researchers have said about communication and what is effective. Albert Mehrabian is a researcher out of UCLA, and his study said that if you look at effective communication as a pie, one segment of it would be the words and words alone. The second segment would be tone of voice, and the third segment would be body language. And you know the answer, and probably some of your listeners know the answer too. The words and words alone are less than 10%. They're actually 7% of effective communication is the words and words alone. So next time you're going to send a text or an email, think about that. But the second segment, which is tone of voice, you know, when you verbally raise your eyebrow, that segment is 38%. So in other words, effective communication, there's more power given to tone of voice than there is body language. And so you don't have to be a math major to figure out that the remainder is body language. 55% of, quote, effective communications, unquote, is body language. So if you're not using your body to communicate, you can be sending a mixed message by your tone of voice or by having your words misread. So what Albert Mehrabian's research was actually saying is that if you're sending a mixed message, your body language will trump your tone of voice, and your tone of voice will trump your words. So it can be, you know, if you pull out that whole segment, which is body language, really your audience or your conversation partner isn't getting the benefit of the whole picture. So how do we compensate when we are without body language? Well, actually, what we're trying to do is flip it and say, how do you add video so that your audience or your listening partner, even if it's a coaching call online, to be able to use a VC or a Ustream, but more likely it's going to be a VC or a Skype call so that people can actually see one another. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And the VC would be a video call. And these are Skype, Google Hangouts, those type of platforms are used more for corporate engagement, conference calls, clientele, coaching calls, and so forth. So to be clear, Periscope, Ustream are usually used to communicate an event or to communicate directly with a client, but really you cannot engage with that client other than seeing that they are online watching you. So there is a difference there. So moving now into when we are on, let's say, a corporate call through Skype or Google Plus or Google Hangouts, which is through Google, obviously, and it's Google Hangouts on air, which can go public or it can be. Now, remember that if you are private on Google Hangouts, you can only have 9 people on the call, on the video call, which is a VC. So, Shelley, one of the things that I've noticed in video calls is that people tend to look at the screen versus the camera. And that's very important that your eyes are focused on the individual that you're talking to rather than looking at yourself or at the people on the screen, because then your eyes are looking down. So talk to us more about those type of things, what we should not do. Let's go in that direction. What should we stay away from in terms of touching our face, touching our nose, those type of things when we're on video calls?
Well, let me start first by when they look at the screen or they look at the other people. When it looks like they're evading making eye contact. So if you are one-to-one with people, you're not going to be looking at their nose. You're not going to be looking at their hands. If you want to really engage and allow them into the windows of the soul, if you will, you're going to be looking at them to eyeball, not in a creepy way. It's not that you're stalking them. But if you do that on camera, you are allowing the same thing. You're giving them access to who you are, and you're not hiding anything. So that's, you know, that's the thing that I would say about looking into the camera. As far as those bad habits, I tell my coaching clients with whom I'm doing presentation skills training that the greatest thing that they can do is to watch themselves on video, because the act of presenting is very different than the act of watching yourself present. For instance, some people who really say they're nervous, when they watch themselves on video, they'll go, wow, that's not so bad. Others will say, oh, my gosh, I had no idea and it's played with my hair or pulled on my nose or ears or whatever. When they see those things, whatever they say when they fill in the blank is what they are ready to get rid of. I mean, it's like they know that that's a distraction. So when you are wanting to project confidence, you're looking straight ahead at the audience so that they can engage with you. And you're not doing those things that distract.
Absolutely. And so when you do project confidence, obviously you have to do research. You have to know your subject. So there's a lot that goes into projecting confidence. Let's talk about that, the steps that should be taken in order to be able to communicate effectively and be able to project that confidence.
Well, one of the things that I like to do, I think that being prepared for any interview, whether it's a job interview or pitching an idea interview or just an exchange of information with an existing client that you're trying to take to the next level, certainly you need to be prepared. But for the person who is sitting, like I am today, I'll probably get up some pace shortly here, but for the person who's sitting, if they sit up straight and they allow their diaphragm to fill with air, then they're going to be, they're not going to be breathy as they're talking. They're going to be projecting. If I stand up, I know that I'm going to allow that cavity to open even more, and also I'm standing on 2 feet solidly, so I feel that I'm on solid ground as opposed to hunched over. I mean, if your audience would just imagine when they're hunched over how hard it is to get air into their lungs, and if you don't have your air, your lungs filled with air, it's going to sound like you're breathy or that maybe you're unsure of yourself. Another thing is when you make a statement, you don't want to end the statement with a question, like you don't know what you're really saying, or maybe you don't believe what you're saying, but instead you make it a declarative statement. So I'm very excited about what we're talking about today, and I know that I'm going to learn from being on air with you, Sherry, as opposed to, I'm excited about what I'm going to learn today. See the difference?
Absolutely. Yes. It's as if you're asking a question. What am I going to learn? Why am I really here?
Correct. And women have a tendency to do that more than men. I don't know if it's part of our upbringing or showing that they're being deferential to the other person. But if you say, I'm not sure that I know what I'm saying, just because you are raising the sentence, which should be declarative with a question mark at the end, people are totally oblivious that they're sending a mixed message.
Yes, and mixed messages, it's very important not to do that, especially when you're dealing with a client or you're dealing with a collaborative corporate agent or a corporate alliance. So when we speak about Skype or Google Hangouts, those are areas that you can use, and I've even used Uber Conference, which can have screen share, but it's more focused on audio. So you just spoke a moment ago about inflection of voice and the type of tones that you should use when speaking. And so Uber Conference is very good. But I mentioned those three for a reason, because those can be monetized, meaning that you can actually charge someone to have a session with you from New York City and you are in Canada, and you assess a fee via PayPal or whatever that digital means that you have set in place is. Now, that may be Intuit, it may be GoPayment, it may be PayPal, it may be Google Wallet, which, by the way, that's just a byproduct. There's no fees assessed to either you or the client when you use Google Wallet. So definitely consider setting that up. So those are ways to monetize video. Now let's get back to video, which is really a moving picture of you and the people that you are either recording or you are speaking to one-on-one or as a group. According to Ustream CEO Brad Huntsable, Meerkat and Periscope are simply indications of the explosive growth in mobile video. Now, Ustream is a platform that we have been using now for upwards of 5 years, and it's fantastic, and they actually have an app as well, and we will get into detail on this on Thursday night, so we're going to tell you more about that a little later in the show, but right now, I just wanted to let you know what Ustream is. You can set up your own channel, there's no cost, and then, of course, they do have monetized platforms as well on Ustream. But they've been around much longer than Meerkat or Periscope. Now, what is Meerkat? Meerkat is a platform that was launched prior to Periscope. Then Twitter saw what was happening because it was integrated with Twitter. They could actually integrate the platform, shoot it over to Twitter, and so Twitter moved in a smart, very progressive way, and they acquisition of Periscope. And so now Periscope, let me give you some of the stats on this video platform. It's a downloadable app. Their tagline is, explore the world through someone else's eyes. That is Periscope. You can download the app within 1 minute. Make sure when you do, you go in and you complete your profile. We're not going into a lot of detail because we want you to either watch, if you're not local to the Mid-South, on Thursday evening of this coming week. Actually, of this week. We're in Monday now. So it will be on November 5th, 2015 at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so we encourage you to watch at Sherry Henley, that's S-H-E-R-R-I, Henley, H-E-N-L-E-Y, live. If you are local to the Mid-South, we want you to come out. Again, you've got to stay on this show because we're going to give you more information on that. Back to the topic of Periscope. This app has taken over in astronomical numbers when it comes to video. And some of the stats that are out there is that 40 years of time are watched on Periscope every day. So imagine that, Shelley. 40 years
wow,
of time
that's amazing.
Watched on Periscope every day. And Periscope actually launched in March of 2015. So it's only been around for a few months. And during that time, we've had over 10 million users, and there's over 200 million users per day on Periscope. So swinging back to you, based on those stats of video and how it is absolutely overtaking even the internet, in fact, I go back to some of the research that I did today, and according to Bloomberg, the buzz created by Meerkat and Periscope has resulted in a spillover effect on older rivals. And one of the things that actually Ustream Brad Huntsable says in the Cisco report predicted that by 2017, video will account for 30% of internet traffic and 70% of traffic on mobile devices. In a lot of ways, quote, he says, the internet is becoming video. Shelley, to you.
Wow. Well, I know that's absolutely true because it wasn't that long ago that you encouraged me and J.D. Gershbein encouraged me to integrate video into my LinkedIn profile. So instead of embedding things and expecting people to go search you out on YouTube, make it easy for people to, you know, invite you into their office over the internet just by clicking on a link. I wasn't familiar with these statistics, so good for you for sharing these. 33% video, 70% mobile. I mean, we have met the future. It's here.
Yes, absolutely. It is here. And we've been working toward this, as you know, for the past 5 years. And with Business Over Coffee International, with the mobile events that we actually bring to the table, which will be brought on Thursday night. We'll be talking more about that, and it's going to be a BNI Greater Memphis event, business to business. We'll talk more. Stay right where you are, but we've got to let you know why you need to be there when you hear all of this information. And based on the fact that we started with Ustream 5 years ago, and at that time, it was so new that people were enamored by it, but they didn't quite get it. They didn't understand it, and they didn't understand why they should use it. Even if they knew how to use it, even if we taught them how to use it, they still didn't get the why. So let's swing into the monetary spillover aspects of building your business through video. Shelley, let's go to you and talk about how you actually have integrated video in order to build your influence online and how that spills over into monetary aspects.
Well, you know, I think the first thing that I did with video, I didn't even think about how important it was to repurpose. Mostly, I was using it the way I teach my clients to use it now, and that is to watch yourself so that you can improve, so that you can catch those nasty little things that creep in if you're not watching yourself on a regular basis and paying attention. So, you know, I just started out first using it the way I suggest that my clients apply it today, but now I'm in the process of videotaping the Leadership Foundation 4-hour section that I'm doing on actually this coming Saturday, November 7th. And it will not only be something that people can access monetarily online to review what they've already gone through, but people who are just hearing about it or are not in Memphis and can't come to an event can purchase them online. So it's true that, you know, as much as I've known about the need to repurpose what we do audio-wise, what we need to do video-wise, what we need to do with a book to turn it into multiple platforms for people to access our information, I haven't really taken full advantage of it, and like I like to say, school's never out for the pros, so I'm now taking a dose of my own medicine, what I've been telling my clients for a long time. You have been a great encourager in this, Sherry, I have to admit.
Well, thank you. When I started, I did it for fun. I was really researching. Oh, wow, this is amazing. I can go live on Ustream and we can have people watch us from all over the world. And it has absolutely evolved from that time. 5 years later, here we are talking about the reasons why video is actually taking over the internet. And it has become truth versus this is where we're going. It's this is where we are. And so when we talk about building influence and building your video library, and as you mentioned, Shelley, curating content, so important. You can go back and you can grab a video that you maybe had a keynote, maybe you had an interview with someone. Either you were interviewing them, they were interviewing you. You can take that information and you can embed that into a blog. So now you're curating that content. You're repurposing that content. You're maybe reframing that content and giving it a new title and then adding that into a paragraph. So there's many ways that you can build your influence and also your expertise and the intelligence behind what you do through video and through blogging. Now, how does all of that turn into income? Well, one of the things that we do online through video is that we look for viewers and we look for followers. Viewers are just as important, if not more important, than followers because you are driving traffic to that video. Then you should embed that video onto your website. Very important so that people are going to your website. They see who you are, so you're inviting them into your home. Shall we elaborate on that for us?
Well, people like to watch when it's convenient for them. And just because something's on the radio or on television or, you know, being broadcast on a webinar at 10 o'clock in the morning doesn't mean it's convenient for me because I have clients and, you know, I have other things that I'm already committed to perhaps by the time I learn about it. So for us to have ourselves recorded, yes, it's nice to have live viewers and it's nice to have followers, But if you put it in a place where people can access it at their convenience, then you're going to have even more viewership and people who are going to learn about you as an influencer, but also learn about you as a possible speaker, workshop leader, facilitator of a retreat or whatever. So the convenience, I think, is what's so important about repurposing what we're doing. Again, a flat, you know, just as we could analyze what's effective communication, we could also analyze who likes to read, who likes to listen, who likes to watch, based on behavioral styles. And when you can pull it all together, when you can do the visual, the auditory, and a kinesthetic by encouraging people to write or to respond to something you've said in your blog, those questions allow you the opportunity to create even more content that's responding to viewers who are engaged and asking, tell me more, tell me more.
You are absolutely correct. I'm speaking with Shelley Bauer. That is shelleybauer.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-B-A-U-R. Definitely check out the website, purchase the book, Integrity-Based Communications. And we will be right back to talk about legal issues with privacy concerns when it comes to Periscope and the live streaming platforms that are happening today. Stay right where you are.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event themes, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com. Bring experts together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/plexushealth4u. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.plexushealth4u.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.plexushealth4u.com.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host. You can find me at sherryhenley.com. Also, based on the topic we have today, I encourage you to visit digitalcitizenuniversity.com and see what is coming up there, because we do offer monetized platforms to where you can actually invest into your business and learn more about the digital society and digital strategies that you can use for your business and for your profession. Shelley, back to you. Shelley Bauer is with us, shelleybauer.com. Let's talk about legal aspects of social media and definitely live streaming. Some of the social issues that we have seen as of late are some of the issues that are happening in schools, some of the issues that are taking place, whether the policeman is right or whether the policeman is wrong. We are not making that assessment here. However, it is a 24/7, 365-day-a-year cycle of video. And most people will have that phone, that smartphone device, in their hands at all times, if not within reaching distance. So let's talk about the legal aspects, the respect that we should show for others, and so forth. You go.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It used to be if you walked into a live event, you had to sign something saying that you knew you were being recorded. That has softened so that when you walk into the room now, it's posted every place. You don't have to sign anything. It says if you're walking into the room, you are giving permission for your image to be viewed. And the problem with that is, with a smartphone, you may be a banker who doesn't even want your bank name mentioned with your name. You may be a financial advisor who should be out of the camera completely, and you certainly wouldn't want to be wearing a name tag that has your company name on it when you're in a highly restricted industry like that. So to walk in and not even have notice that someone's going to be recording you so that you can say, whoa, I'm out here, I'm not going to let myself get caught on broadcast, it's a really scary thing, because you could lose your job. You could somehow threaten the licensing of your corporate employer if you are in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Absolutely. In fact, when you go out in public nowadays, and even if you have teenagers that live in the house, you are at risk that your private life will become public immediately because of all the constant videos. So one of the things that I encourage listeners to do is be respectful. It's really citizens video respect is what I would call it. Even though it is not legally important for you to watch what you video at this time, we do not have really anything set in place that I know of to where if you walk into an arena and you video that there is any type of legalities that can come against you. However, be careful. Be respectful. So one of the things that I really put a lot of liability on would be the speaker or the person that is giving the concert or the person that is actually conducting a workshop. Make sure that if there are topics that you are talking about that do not need to be made public, that you have a slide that shows a smartphone device with a mark through it, so that you can say verbally for the next 10 minutes, out of respect to the subject, this is a very important subject but also a very private subject, would you please refrain from photos or from videos? At that point, anyone who takes action and takes photos or shoots a video is in direct contradiction of what the person has asked. Would you give us your input on that, Shelley?
Oh, it's interesting. Even before the proliferation of a Meerkat or a Periscope or, gosh, probably even before I had a smartphone. But I would regularly, in order to engage in a conversation with a client where I could really make eye contact and really, you know, let them see how excited I was about something, I knew that I couldn't possibly take down all of the information that was being shared between me and my client. And I would say, do you mind if I record the conversation? I'd wait for them to say yes, and I'd hit record. And that way I knew that I could go back and listen if I were trying to flesh out something that I couldn't quite remember exactly the way it happened, because accuracy was really important. It's really, actually, I've only had one time that I asked to record a conversation and I was being paid for the interview. And when they said no, I didn't record it. So I'm certainly not going to violate that. But there are a lot of people who will violate that. And it's, you know, I like what you're saying about having the slides, the smartphone. There are still going to be people who will record when you ask them not to. That's the reason we continue to see such incendiary things happening in the media when someone has sneaked in and taken things and then shared them, whether they're in context or not in context. It really, you know, feeds the flame, and it makes people afraid.
Yes, and there are things such as live blogging. All of these things happen. And believe me, I am a proponent for going in. As you know, Shelley, I love to go in and take everything that's happening in that room outside of those walls and spread the message, because that's what we need to do. We need our message to be spread. However, there are times. I'll give a for instance. Not too long ago, a few weeks ago, I was in an audience with someone who was talking about Pakistan, and they were talking about several of the things that are happening there, and it was a very private moment. I immediately turned off my phone and deleted everything that had been recorded. I did not know she was going to talk about that topic. So at that point, it is the responsibility of the person that is videoing, periscoping, whatever it may be, but it's also the responsibility of the speaker to ask politely, and let us know that I'm getting ready to talk about something really private, because we don't know that's coming unless you tell us. So again, we go back to communication, Shelley.
Right.
Okay, so now that we've covered that aspect of events and how we need to be respectful, we're going to talk about how you can really cover an event to make it global. When you are on the backside of Mississippi, like I am right now in the woods, and you want to make something global and you want people to engage, and that's something, Shelley, that you spoke about a moment ago, is engagement and how that you respond to the people that are actually talking to you online. One of the things that I mentioned in Digital Citizen 101, by the way, those of you who are listening, go to SherryHenleyIntelligence.com and download your copy of Digital Citizen 101. It's an ebook. In Digital Citizen 101, I talk about applications and how you can actually take your events live and those type of things. So definitely download that. We're coming back after break to talk more about the event that's coming up that we've been alluding to all during the show. And we're going to talk about the B2B event right here in Memphis, Tennessee, going global on November 5th, 2015. Stay right where you are.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag Together Strong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host. You can find me online at sherryhenley.com, two R's and an I. We are speaking with Shelley Bauer, that's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-B-A-U-R.com. I encourage you to check into her book, Integrity-Based Communications, one of the best I've read and applied to my life, and purchase that book. Speaking of books, also check out the latest book released last October 2015, Come Into Your Own. And it's your book. It is a journal that I recently put together. I wrote it 2 years ago, and now it is finally a book. So I encourage you to check that out. Own your business. Own your story. There's many ways to own what you do. And that is a 31-day experience, so check it out. Now to the event, The Power and Purpose of Periscope Live Streaming for Your Biz and other platforms that you can use. And we're going to Shelley. Shelley, let's talk first about this event and what this means to people who attend, not only this one, but you have B2B, business-to-business events, once a month in the Mid-South. Talk to us about that.
Well, we started this just this year, and we began with issues that were related to everybody's business and striving to have balance in business, not just a focus on running the business, but solutions that help us have a more balanced, holistic approach to how we work and live. And we started out with healthcare. We moved into presentation skills. We moved into integrity-based communications and values clarification. We've covered a variety of topics, but certainly our series for 2015 wouldn't be complete if we didn't take a deeper dive into social media. And the hottest topic going is Periscope. I mean, it's the newest kid on the planet. And rather than trying to give, take up too much time talking about this, what I really want to invite your listeners to do is just Google Eventbrite event, The Power and Purpose of Periscope, and it will take them straight to the ability to look at the overview description and to register online. It's free. It's going to be in Germantown, Tennessee, a suburb of Memphis, this coming Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6 at the Great Hall in Germantown, 1900 Germantown Road. Begins at 4 o'clock, and I love this artwork we use. Sherry Henley, follow on Periscope. And it gives a complete description of what it is you're going to do, and not just what, but the how and the why. It's a really fast-paced one-hour workshop that we promise to catapult your business, fill your pipeline, and fill your event.
Absolutely. No, you did not. In fact, you gave a lot of information that many of the people in the Mid-South need to know. And for the global listeners, this particular event is also going to be live on Periscope. So you can watch it from anywhere in the world, and you can interact at Sherry Henley, two R's and an I, H-E-N-L-E-Y. Also on Ustream, we will be broadcasting this B2B event. That is Greater Memphis BNI continued its Building Balance in Business series with a fast-paced one-hour workshop that can catapult your business, fill your pipeline, and your events. So, Shelley, I would like to go over a few of the points that we will cover this week on Thursday, November 5th, 2015, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. One of the things is master Periscope to introduce or enhance your online presence. And one of the reasons why we say that is because we have people from all walks of life that attend this event. We have people that are just starting their business and people that have been in business for many years. Shelley, talk to us about that, about some of the mindsets that we deal with. Some are open to the newness of video, and some don't even know what Periscope is about, and they equate it to Twitter, and they run from that. Take us there.
Well, for one thing, what I loved was your generosity in offering bonus content for the people who attend the workshop. So you have 7 ways to advance your social media intelligence, which you will email to the attendees free of charge. And, of course, the whole workshop is free of charge. This is something that Sherry usually makes the big bucks for, so this is a real gift to the community. So whether you're just beginning your business or you're just sticking your toe in the water, if you're Richard Henley and you're still using a non-smartphone, you can stick your toe in the water and say, I'm gonna learn something from this. The advantage of what you're doing is you're actually with Periscope going to allow people to download Periscope live in the workshop and practice with a partner. So it gives you an opportunity to customize your Periscope graphics to match your brand, or if you don't have a brand yet, to use this opportunity to actually develop a brand that can be consistent, beginning with Periscope. And I love it because I know that you are all about developing a consistency, whether you're educating or you're building a following or you're creating content, Sherry. And this is something that you are going to inculcate into the people who are in the audience. So, oh, it's like me with a mixed message. You're making sure that there's consistency regardless of how the message is being used. And then also you're going to talk about policy and privacy solutions for live streaming, just as we did here today on the show. There are three areas that you're going to focus on. One is mastering Periscope to introduce or enhance your online presence. So if this is your first time to jump in, come learn from the best. The second is to develop strategies that brand yourself, your business, and your events. And thirdly, it's to maximize online tools to fill your sales pipeline, and then the bonus content that I mentioned, the 7 ways to advance your social media intelligence. That is a lot to cover in 1 hour, but I know you are going to absolutely wow them, Sherry, and I'm going to be right there in the audience learning from you.
Well, I always like to watch you. You said always find an advocate in your audience to watch, and so you're always right there within my vision. We will also have a tech team there. Lois Raleigh-Durham of LRD Virtual Admin will be there helping to run the, actually in charge of the tech team, and take us live on Ustream. So those of you who are listening to this broadcast and to Business Over Coffee International Radio, as I should say it, remember branding is very important. You would simply go to your Facebook page and look up my personal Facebook, and that is Sherry Motes Henley. That's M-O-T-E-S. Sherry, two R's and an I, Motes. The Ustream will actually propagate over to Facebook, and all you will do, you do not have to have a profile on Ustream. You do not have to have Periscope. You will click on that link, and you will watch live. You can actually interact. That's one of the things I love about Ustream is you can interact. You can post on Facebook. You can tweet. You can ask questions. You can chat with us and engage with the audience that's right there in that room. And so, basically, what I'm telling you right now is you do not have to be a tech person to be able to enter the room if you're not from the Mid-South. If you are from the Mid-South, then you get dinged because you need to be at this event. This B2B event is very well orchestrated by Shelley Bauer and BNI Greater Memphis, also Jana Cardona of BNI Mid-South, and many of the people that are involved that I'm sure I'm not naming. And so it is always a great event. I am honored to be the keynote and to also orchestrate branding within your business and how you can use these tools to enhance yourself, to enhance your business, and to enhance your message so that in the long run you will monetize what you bring to the table. And let me also mention, Shelley, that we are going to have a presentation for 15 minutes and then a workshop for 10. Then 15 and 10, 15 and 10. So when you come, you will not have a lecture. You will have engagement with the people around you in the room. Shelley, elaborate on that as we close out this hour.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is the biggest piece of engagement that we've had is when people in the audience introduce themselves as we're beginning the workshop. It always helps the speaker to know what kinds of businesses are in the audience, and sometimes they'll even volunteer specifically what it is they're looking for. This is a way to not only allow people to know who's in the room, but to actually work with the people who are in the room, to have a partner or to have a small group we're setting up in round tables that will really allow them to dig deeper. And there'll be people at the table who will know more than others and vice versa. So I think it's going to be a really good information swap and an excellent networking event besides being an educational event.
Absolutely. We are talking with Shelley Bauer. You can find her online. Simply Google Shelley Bauer. That's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-B-A-U-R. Or simply go to her website, shelleybauer.com. And you can find me at sherryhenley.com and follow anything we're talking about on Twitter or any of the other platforms. And we want to see you at the B2B event. We will be using hashtag B2B, hashtag Together Strong, and hashtag Periscope. So if you're familiar with that, you can find us there. So you can't get away from us on this coming Thursday, November 5th, 2015. We hope to see you there. And until that time, continue bringing everyone together for more connections, collaboration, exposure, and business. God bless you.